Let's play a song because you've got this
great.
Fantastic band here.
Yes.
And this first song, I'm going to give a little alert here. This is an Independence Day public service announcement. This first song is not safe for work. So if you're jamming this in your cubicle and you don't have headphones on, maybe you should put headphones on now. Or if you're easily offended by strong language, maybe you should skip forward 5 minutes. It's a fantastic song, and it's called Effed Up Thing, except it's not effed, right?
Yes.
Okay, and is this on the How to Lose a Girl?
No, this is a new song
I'm
working on for a new record.
Okay, fantastic. So, Nikki Corbett and her band of stellar musicians, the song Effed Up Thing. I'm Joe Armstrong on Independence Day.
There's a blast that I get standing next to your mess. Is it divine bliss? On a train, rolling fast, are we going to wreck? Or is this madness? I can't take it anymore. Softly, but I go silently. Together we, forever we can bear each other, if that's what you need. Deep in the forest. Saturday. Elephants in pink dresses.
That's Nikki Corbett and her band. Fantastic, Nikki. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
So good.
Thank you.
So good. And then, by the way, and if you know, you can anybody who has virgin ears, who's offended by profanity, maybe it's safe to come back now.
Yes, it's safe, cool. For sure.
If you in all these episodes, 100 and almost 150 episodes, there's no swearing, as I understand it, and so that's very few and far between that happens.
Am I the first one to have a song with a swear word in
it?
No,
you are not.
Okay.
You do not get that distinction. Although you do mention it. It's in the chorus and the title. So I think you're a high watermark or a low watermark, depending on how you're going to look at it.
Canadian, what can I say?
Yeah, those foul Canadians with their foul mouths and bad attitudes.